Hey everybody, and welcome to this edition of the How About That podcast, the podcast where we discuss everything New Jersey tax related. I am your host, Mike, and with me is my co-host,
Soli. Hello.
And today we have the distinct pleasure of having the lovely Abra on. Abra is the supervisor of our outreach unit, community outreach, where we go out to the community and do various events for the public on all tax matters and topics.
That's correct.
Hi, Abra. Welcome.
Hi, thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely, thank you for stopping by.
So can you just start by telling us a little bit of what the outreach unit basically does?
Sure. Basically, we conduct presentations around the state, all over the state, for the tax practitioner community. We conduct events for small business owners, and really for the community at large, in particular like our senior citizens. And we try to bring relevant tax information to the people that need it.
The people that need it, okay.
Yeah, that's perfect. And where do you usually conduct these presentations?
Well, when it comes to our small business workshops, we've partnered with the New Jersey State Library. We also do our presentations through the New Jersey Small Business Development Centers and SCORE. And I am proud to announce that we also have some new relationships or some new hosts for our presentations. For instance, the Latin American Economic Development Association, we will begin doing presentations for them. They're also commonly referred to as LAEDA.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also started doing presentations for the Women's Center for Entrepreneurship. So we're really excited about those new opportunities. Those are the organizations we're currently working with. We also offer, in addition to our full small business workshops, which addresses business registration,
mm-hmm.
reporting income, sales tax. We also do sales tax and online sales, and
mm-hmm.
we can do industry-specific presentations if needed upon request.
That's great.
Are these presentations, are they open to the general public? And, I mean, you mentioned a few different ones. How long do they usually run?
That is an excellent question.
Oh, thank you.
When we do our full small business workshop, that's a long workshop. It's
mm-hmm.
about 4 hours.
Okay.
And we know that's a big commitment to ask our business community to make. So we do offer shorter versions of the full
mm-hmm.
of the full presentation, such as we might just break it up into segments. When we do that, those are about 2 hours where we just discuss business registration or we just discuss sales tax. As far as how the public knows about it, we put where we will be,
mm-hmm.
our schedule, on our website at www.njtaxation.org. Also, those that are interested in attending can contact the library. They usually need to register beforehand.
Okay. That sounds great. So I know you've mentioned the different topics you discuss. Can you tell me more about that, more in detail?
Well, one of the things, and especially in traveling around the state, that I find is that a lot of times people don't comply with tax laws because they just don't know about
yeah.
them and
mm-hmm.
what they're supposed to do.
Right.
So our presentations really are geared towards really helping people understand what their responsibilities are, such as how to register your business.
Yeah.
I have a great idea, but I don't know where to start.
Mm-hmm.
So we really tell them the steps they need to follow to make sure they're properly set up. The advantages, we also discuss in that particular class the advantages and disadvantages of the business structures. And then, depending on the structure they choose, how they report the income once they start making money.
Right.
That's great. Yeah.
As far as our sales tax presentation, with that, we kind of give you an overview of New Jersey sales tax, what's taxable, what's not. When can I use an exemption certificate and not pay sales tax?
Mm-hmm.
That is very common for business owners. And then, how do I file, and
mm-hmm.
how do I submit the sales tax to the state?
Awesome.
All right, so the people come to these workshops, these presentations, they hear us talk, they can ask us questions. Is there any services we can offer them after they're done the presentation? You know, what can they take away with them to use in the future?
Another great question, Mike. I love your question.
Well, I wrote this script, so.
With the help of Abra.
One of the most important aspects of the workshop are the connections that these people make.
Mm-hmm.
They make connections with other business owners in the room.
Yes,
but
the
networking. They're able to network.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, they also get our kind of like bat phone number, so to speak, or
right.
our contact information, so that if they have issues in the future, they can always reach out to us.
Right.
One of the things that we also do is we make them aware of the different organizations that offer free and low-cost assistance to them that they might not be aware of before coming to one of our workshops, such as the Business Action Center, such as SCORE, which is the Service Corps of Retired Executives, the Small Business Development Centers, you name it. There's a lot of free help out there that people just aren't aware of.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Oh, okay. So giving them that phone number for them to contact us directly, that's how we reel them in, really, right? Can you tell us a little bit more about the other events that you do?
Oh, awesome. We do presentations. I think I had mentioned that we do try to reach out to individuals as well, such
mm-hmm.
as our senior citizens. So we do property tax reimbursement presentations on property tax relief in New Jersey. Another area that we do are the Family First Festivals
mm-hmm.
with our First Lady, Tammy Murphy.
Okay.
We do some table events throughout the community, just advising people on what's out there. Another thing that we do is we do training for VITA, an AARP tax preparer volunteers,
right.
just to help them understand the changes in tax law and how it's going to affect them when they're doing tax returns for their clients.
All right, so if somebody's interested in any of these programs, they can certainly go on our website and take a look at our schedule. That's njtaxation.org, or they could, we do most of these at the local libraries, and contact their local library to see what's coming up. What if they want to contact us directly? They have, first of all, is there a number of people they need, and can they even do that? Is that an option?
Well, absolutely they can. We're always looking for opportunities to collaborate with other state agencies, other local agencies, to provide resources for our small business owners, for individual taxpayers. So if someone is interested in having one of us come out and conduct a presentation for them, they can reach us at our outreach unit. They can do that from the division's website, or they can reach out directly to us by email. We only require that they have a minimum of 7 pre-registered attendees. All 7 don't have to show up, but they do need them pre-registered.
Right.
Okay. Yes. That makes sense.
All right. So I think that about covers it. So let me just go through a few key points here. Full disclosure here, Soli and I have done these outreach events. We're
yes.
very, very familiar with them, and they are very, very helpful to small business owners and anyone in the community.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't believe the information people walk away with and the disinformation they come in there with. You know, somebody saying that you got to pay $1,600 to register your business, things like that.
Right.
We dispel all those myths and we give you the correct information and we give you a lifeline to our unit. So if you have anything happen in the future, you get a bill, you need to file something, you can call us directly. We're not a call center. We're here for you from now until your business ends to help you out.
That's correct.
So these are excellent. Definitely look into them. The schedule is on our website, njtaxation.org. If you want to schedule one yourself or see if or submit a request, outreach.tax.nj.gov. We just ask that you have 7 people minimum pre-registered. There are other agencies that can help you with matters that we cannot, such as perhaps a loan, perhaps, I don't know, Excel classes or QuickBooks, things like that. And those agencies are SCORE, which is the Service Corps of Retired Executives, the BAC, the Business Action Center,
mm-hmm.
and the SBDC, the Small Business Development Center. You can go online, you can just Google them, and their sites will come up. That is going to about do it today for today's episode. I want to thank Abra for being our
thank
guest.
Thank you so much, Abra.
Thank you again for having me. I really appreciate it.
As usual, I was your host, Mike. My co-host was
Soli.
And we'll see you next time on How About That Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yes.